In Isle of Wight news, further cases of COVID-19 have been recorded on the Isle of Wight, according to the latest data. Public Health England figures released this week show 15 new cases. 10 were confirmed over the weekend. The total number of Isle of Wight COVID cases since the start of the pandemic now stands at 6,998. The island's rolling weight per 100,000 people, though 5 days behind, has risen to 30.3. Yesterday it was 26.1, the third lowest in the UK. It has been several weeks since there were any COVID patients in St Mary's Hospital, according to most recently available data from June 27th. Isle of Wight Festival organiser John Giddings is buoyant following the Prime Minister's Freedom Day announcement. The final step of the government's roadmap out of lockdown is set to go ahead in 2 weeks' time. Boris Johnson has promised to tear up England's COVID regulations from July 19th. It means island events, including the Isle of Wight Festival, will benefit if all goes as planned. A decision on whether or not to go ahead will be made a week earlier, on July the 12th. Finally, environmental good practice by Island Roads had been recognised with a gold award for Green Impact, a United Nations award-winning environmental programme backed locally by the Isle of Wight Chamber of Commerce. The Highways Company, contracted to upgrade and maintain the island's highways network, has achieved a gold standard of environmental practice by taking positive steps to reduce its carbon footprint and make its workplace more sustainable. The scheme set up by the National Union of Students, and now run by Students Organising for Sustainability, helps businesses to identify ways they can reduce their environmental impact by taking simple actions, such as energy saving, transport, recycling, and education. The more actions completed by an organization, the more points it will score, leading to a Green Impact Bronze, Silver, or Gold award. More news in an hour. I'm Esther Barbero.